All right, well, we haven't seen her in a little bit of time, but we finally get her back slated on a Fierce FC card coming on March 23rd. Hannah Silva. Hannah, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
It's good to talk to you too. I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. And we are so excited to have you back on a card. It's going to be near a month. It'll be 11 months since you've been in the Fierce FC cage. How have you been feeling and acclimating getting ready for another camp?
I feel really excited. Just every fight is just super fun, win or lose, just the whole thing. The minute I signed the contract to fight night, it's just the whole experience is fun. So I've been training really hard, just like I normally do. So I'm just really excited to be back in the Fierce cage too.
Yeah, that's one of the big questions I wanted to ask you about. You run a tight ship. It's you, it's Morgan, it's Brody. I'm curious of what a typical day of training is like for you guys.
So one good thing about being independent is we get to make our schedules. So we actually all work the same job. So it's kind of easier that way to schedule. And we do have like a normal class the way any MMA gym would have, like Mondays we strike or we do this, stuff like that. And before we all bow into class, we all say one goal that we have in mind. So if we're not in camp, we'll be like, okay, today's goal is I'm going to focus on technique or I'm going to focus on strength or something. So it's very like, we are family, so it's like very close, tight like that. And since I'm in camp, they kind of will help me out a little bit more, make sure I get my rounds in first versus going to a public gym where I feel like everyone's kind of trying to get that competition vibe. But with these two, they will kind of let me beat them up every now and then just so I can like gain that confidence, and they really focus on me. So it's like getting coached by my teammate as well. So it really is good. I love it.
What is that primary goal been like as of recent coming into this upcoming fight? What is your primary thing that you are either working on or looking to expound on as you head into another fight?
So my main goal, especially right now, is to just get that Fierce belt back. Ever since I got that belt and then I lost it, I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot as a fighter too. Like my first three fights as independent was just like right off the bat. It was like May, October, and then fought for the belt in January. I was just so excited. I just kept getting back in there, which I'm grateful that I did. Could have been a little bit sooner than like, just could have planned more and like prepared better as my first title defense. And I was just so excited though. I don't regret anything, but just getting that belt back and especially winning my next fight is going to be that first step to working towards that belt. But that's my main goal right now, is just winning my next fight and then getting that Fierce belt again.
One of the things everyone always brings up is your reaction to winning the belt. It's one of the ones that people just remember. It was so honest. It was so raw, and people just love it. Jason Laporte and I talk about it all the time still. And I'm just curious, if you could go back to that time, what did you feel in that exact moment? Did your dreams come true in that exact moment? What was January, I believe, 20th, 2023 like for you?
So one thing that I think is crazy is I knew I wanted to win first round with a choke. So that was in my mind ever since I signed the contract. I was like, I'm going to submit this girl. I'm going to choke her out first round. So right after it happened, I kind of was like shaking my head, like, wait, this really just happened like exactly the way I said. It was just so crazy. And like, usually when I would watch other fights, you see a lot of people be like, yeah, yeah, like kind of like just get so happy in like, I guess, like an aggressive way. But for me, I was just like just like the little girl that like literally accomplished her dreams. I was just so excited for it. And I just like could not hold it in. And I wanted everyone to know, like, don't be afraid to show your emotions. Like, I felt like I almost wanted to cry because I was so happy. But instead of crying, I just like got crazy. It was just so fun. Like, I just love it. And I'm ready to feel that again soon too.
This might be an odd question, but I'm curious if you can kind of pinpoint, how much do you think about winning back a belt? Is that the thing that motivates you every single time? And what do you think your life or your MMA career would look like if you had never won that belt?
So, I mean, it just kind of depends. Like, I didn't even realize I was going to fight for a belt soon. Like, when I got the offer, I thought I was going to have to get at least, like, four more fights or something. Like, I thought you really had to get a lot more amateur fights. But since, especially being, like, a woman in this type of weight class, too, there's not that many, like, girls that have a lot of fights under their belt. So, just after I won the belt, I just realized like, oh, I can do this. Like I can be the UFC champion. That's obviously the main goal for anyone that fights, is like try to be the UFC champion, right? And that night was just like a little feeling of like, okay, it's just a little bit bigger goal, but it's so easy to accomplish. Like I didn't realize how easy it was. I think if I didn't win that belt, or I never fought for the belt, I think I would have been doing the same thing, but it would have been more just like winning my fights versus like winning the belt.
Did you grow up loving MMA? I've talked to your sister before and she mentions that you guys grew up watching. I'm curious of your experience of it.
Yeah, so I just like to copy my sister, and she got put in karate when she was younger and she was just smashing everyone. So I was like, all right, I'll try this. So I go in and I'm all laughing, talking while the instructor's teaching, and I just wrestled for the first time. I smashed this little boy. I took him down laughing literally in his face because I was just so excited. And it was just like a crazy experience. And then we went and competed in our first jiu-jitsu match. We were just like doing good. I didn't realize like how good we actually were until we went and competed. And like, my dad loves bragging about us, so he would always brag about us. We would go watch UFC fights and Ronda Rousey would be competing, and he's just like, that's gonna be my daughter one day, she's gonna be on that stage. And I would just like roll my eyes like whatever, but like I never realized how real he was when he said that, like it's true. So I just always loved it. I would kind of feel bad watching people lose. That was one thing that was hard for me to watch fights, is I could just never look at the loser because I just like felt really bad, I guess. And then I lost my first fight and I realized like, oh, it's not that bad. Like they're okay. I was okay when I lost my fight. Like they'll be okay. So it like actually made me enjoy watching fights more after I lost. So I'm grateful for that. And I hope my sister can continue to do MMA because she's really good too. She got me into it as well because she wanted to fight before I kind of knew I wanted to fight. And I just saw how brave she was sparring with the guys, and I just knew I wanted to be like that. I didn't want to be scared to fight.
That are you ever scared? Because you seem so jubilant in the walkout. It almost seems like you don't even realize what's about to happen. Obviously you do, but yeah. What are your emotions like when you're making that walk? Because you are a little bit separate from the rest of the pack. Sometimes people look a little bit more like they're inside themselves. You are fully out there expressing yourself, looking like you're about to have the time of your life.
Yeah. So I think I've just always been like that as a kid, just really, really happy. And just like, I do get nervous in the back, but there's like really no reason to be nervous, especially now that I've lost in almost every way. I think there's nothing to be afraid of. It's like, it's not that big of a deal to get hit. It's not that big of a deal to lose. Like there's just nothing to be afraid of. The feeling of winning and like your combos landing, like just succeeding in the cage, whether it's a win or a lose, just in those moments, you're having that success. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's so motivating. Like, I'm going to go do what I love. I'm literally walking like to Disneyland or something. Like my first fight, I said, I feel like I'm in line for a Disneyland ride. Like I just am so excited. And I think if I didn't have that, the emotions could kind of take over. I think I'm kind of like using my happiness to calm that anxiety. Like my happiness is stronger than the anxiety I feel. So it really does help too. And like when I'm in there, I'm just like, got all this crazy energy for being really happy and excited. So it does help like when I go fight.
You know, you talked about some UFC stars and people who you grew up watching. Mm-hmm. I know that your last fight, you were able to fight in front of Randy Couture, and I'm sure that was an incredible experience for you. What was that like, being able to go down to Vegas and fight in front of a UFC legend?
That was honestly a lot of fun. Like I was kind of looking for him a little bit. I've seen a little bit of like his fights, and my dad is a really big fan of him. And I just knew he was gonna watch, but I was just like, whatever, I just need to go fight and do my thing. And like, it was just a lot of fun. The Vegas experience was fun. My opponent did miss weight, but I fought girls heavier, so it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't the outcome I wanted, but it was just still a lot of fun. And like Randy Couture was really hyping me up. He was telling me I was a good fighter and stuff, so that was like really fun to hear and stuff.
That's got to be a pretty surreal experience. You were talking a little bit about Beth, and I would love to bring it back to that, because obviously you two kind of grew up doing this, but you were the one that put the gloves on before her, even though she's the older fighter, and I believe she trained a little bit longer than you. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, with MMA especially, because I actually was going to college while she was trying to do MMA first. I knew I wanted to fight when I was in college, and I just could not have the time because I was working two jobs and in college. And I think Bethany just kind of started getting like pushed away from it a little bit for a while. Like she didn't just want to fight. We grew up doing it. So I think she kind of wanted a break from that before she went into the cage. And so I just realized like I just want to fight. Like, I just got to do it. Like, I just got to put myself out there, find the weight class I want to do. I was walking around way smaller than I am now. So my first fight was at 105 and it was just like a lot of fun. And I think it was just cool that I was able to fight before my sister, because usually I would like look up to her and kind of wait to see the outcome of when she would do things. But this time I was just going in it blind. I just did it myself. And I realized like, it really helped me like be brave to do it before she did. But then when she fought for the first time, oh, that was like, I was more nervous than when I fought. So that was a lot of fun. And yeah, it was weird to fight before her, but I think it helped me actually.
That is so interesting. Can you kind of break down your emotions for you making the walk versus your emotions for when Beth was making the walk?
Yeah, it's, I think that because when I'm fighting, I obviously have control. I know win or lose, I'll be okay. Like I'm in control of my emotions. But with my sister, it's like, I'm not even in there. I wasn't her coach, but I guess I technically was coaching her a little bit from the sidelines. But it was just so nerve-wracking to know that I couldn't like do anything about it. It's like if she was in a bad position or something, like I had no say. It's not me in there. It's not me that like could regret that situation or whatever. So just not having control was what was hard on it.
Just had a hard sparring session, getting ready for UFC 299. Hard one. And I still have another one to go. And people ask me all the time, bro, you're 37. You train so hard. I'm gonna show you guys a secret. What get me going? This is what get me going. Russian hydrogen, developed by one of the best mathematicians, Marcelo Frel. That's the first thing that I take. I've been taking after weighing. So I go to the UFC and make the weight. That's the first thing that I take in recovery. And that's the thing that's going to get me going to the next session, Russian hydrogen. I told you guys, the second round is done. Russian hydrogen. That thing going to get you going. Make sure you get yours.
You made that decision to make the walk back in 2020 for your very first time. What was your family's reaction? Because every single one of you seemed to have some sort of interest in this, be it you and Beth are fighting, your brother in jiu-jitsu, your dad, a huge MMA fan in his own right. What was the family's reaction when you were the first one to step up and say, hey, I'm going to step up into the cage and I'm going to get in a fight?
So I think that my sister was mostly surprised, because before I was wanting to fight, it was kind of like, I had like less than a year of when I decided, okay, I'm going to fight versus, yeah, I'll train, I'll have fun with it, I'll be your partner. So I think that was kind of like surprising for her that I just like went into it right away. My brother just had a baby when I had my first fight. Like it was literally like a week after. So he just watched it from home. I just remember he was like really excited. Everyone was super excited, especially because I got a really cool finish too. And I think I kind of grew up being like the softy of the family, the sensitive one. So I think for me to go in there and do as good as I did, I think it kind of surprised them all, like, oh wait, she's not just this like soft little girl anymore. She like, she can do it now. And of course my dad is just super, super happy. He just bragged about it forever. And I think my mom was a little nervous, but I mean, I don't think any mom wants to see their kid getting hit, but she's just going to have to get used to it.
Has she gotten acclimated to it over the years?
I think so. Yeah. I think my last three fights were a little bit hard on her because I did get those losses in a row, but I think that she's learned that I'm okay with it. Like it probably does seem more dramatic than it is when my face is swollen and I have like bruises and stuff, but like, I'm still the same person I am. Like the day after the fight, I'll wake up in a good mood and be happy and positive, like nothing ever happened. So I think she's kind of getting used to it, or she's just trying to be strong for me. I'm not really sure.
You know, you're a handful of years into this thing, and obviously you've already garnered a belt and you're looking to do more and you're looking to continue on this journey. What is the end goal and where do you want your career to go over the next couple of years? When is that step up to pro going to happen? How important is this one on March 23rd? What is the forecast in your eyes for the rest of your career?
So I think that this fight coming up is actually like, for me, it feels really important because I think that winning this fight is just going to kind of prove to me that like I can still do it. I had three losses in a row. I went from four dominant wins to three losses in a row, which was just kind of weird, but like, I feel like it just had to happen. I feel like I wasn't as like, not as humble as I should have been. Like when I won the belt, I felt really bad for my opponent. Like how I told you when I'd watched people like lose, I just like felt really bad. It was like, I couldn't even enjoy my win because I was just like sad, I guess. I felt like, oh, I would be so sad if I lost. Like I can't even imagine if I lost. So I felt really bad watching people lose. And then I lost and it like made me feel so much better about it. It made me realize I don't want to just fight to win. Like I want to fight so I can be better, so I can prove how tough I am and like overcome obstacles no matter what situation in I'm in. Like I'm going to be good. I'm okay. Like, and I think just the end goal is obviously being the best in the world. Being the UFC champ is like, that is my goal. That's something that I'm going to keep working towards. There's no plan B. Like, that's just what I want to do, especially with my fiance, Morgan. That's his same goal as UFC champion. Us being in a relationship really helps that because we both want it so bad and we want it for each other so bad. So just eventually working towards that. Maybe going pro next year. Like I said, I want to get that fierce belt back. I want to successfully defend it. And then I'll think about going pro. But like, there's a lot more 115 pro girls, it seems like, right now. So if I like am having a hard time finding an opponent, I'm ready to go pro. But I think I'll be able to win that belt again before then.
So you actually brought up Morgan, which was going to be part of my next kind of set of questions, is you two being together. You two have been by each other's side through so many steps of this process. How beneficial is it to have someone like Morgan by your side and vice versa, you being able to corner him back in September when he had that incredible showing? How beneficial is it for you two to be able to stick by each other's side during the highs and the lows?
So I think fighting is really vulnerable. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand that. They try to like use that like aggressive meanness to like overcome that. But you have to be like really humble, vulnerable, and like it's kind of like a weird type of like intimacy you have with your coach. Like they're like in your face, you feel like you want to give up, you're bleeding, and you just have to trust that whatever they say is good for your own benefit. And I think that with Morgan knowing how bad I want this and caring about me is like just double a good coach. Like he's taking care of me the way a husband would, like rubbing me, making sure I feel okay. And then he's letting me know when it comes to like being a coach, like, hey, you're going to work on this, you're going to do this. And like coaching him too makes me feel better because I kind of feel like I somewhat have control of like what he's doing. He listened really well. That was my first time ever coaching, not including Bethany, but that was my first time actually coaching. And he was listening. He was doing everything I was saying. Like it was just really satisfying. And then we just get to enjoy the win or the loss, like with each other, like we're there with each other. I had one fight that was with a public gym coach and just the vibe in the back is just way different with Morgan. And like, we can like be intimate. We can hug each other. We can kiss each other. Like sometimes you need that a little bit. Sometimes like feeling love before you're about to go do something really crazy that kind of puts you in like a survival mode. It kind of like brings you down and calms you down a little bit. And he definitely helps calms me down right before I go out there too.
Is it ever difficult to balance the, you're my fiance, you're someone who I want to spend the rest of my life with, you're also my coach, hey, you're being a little bit too much of my coach right now, hey, you're being a little bit too much of my fiance right now? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, exactly. And there has been sometimes like that where we're kind of bickering a little bit when we're coaching and we just have to remind ourselves like, okay, he's only doing this because he wants me to be a good fighter. He's not doing it to be a petty boyfriend. Like he's genuinely trying to help me. I think that we do really well. We rarely fight anyway in a relationship. Like we are just like best friends that are in love with each other. So I think that helps a lot too. But I think that when he's like giving me advice or like when I'm in a bad position and he's like trying to coach me, I already feel frustrated. I'm in a bad position. Sometimes I kind of take it personal a little bit, but I just have to remember like he's my coach. He's only trying to help me. So I think that because we've been doing this for like 2 years now. So I think that we've kind of learned how to like separate that. Like, even if we're arguing, we're in camp, we need to train with each other. We need to put that aside, put our goals first. And it kind of will like dissolve whatever we were arguing about. Like we just kind of train it out, fight each other a little bit, and then we feel better about it.
What are some things that you are changing in terms of your approach, if any, headed into this fight? Obviously, this is a big one. You've talked about it. It's going to be one of the biggest, you know, opportunities of your career thus far, because you do want to get back to that belt. Have there been any changes in terms of your approach?
Definitely trying to get stronger because, like I said, I was smaller when I first started. Like, I was kind of a natural atom weight, gained a little bit muscle, went to 115 my second fight, gained more muscle, went to 125 my third fight. And then I realized, okay, I want to stay at 115. When I defended the belt at 115 and like I lost to Kelly, that kind of made me realize like I definitely need to get stronger. There was positions where I knew exactly how to get out of that, but I just physically felt like I could not do it. So I think just getting a lot stronger this fight too, working on my striking with Morgan. I want to get that right hand just like he did his last fight. I've been really working on that. And just like working on my strengths too. I feel like my last three fights, I wasn't going in there with like the game plan that I should have went in, where like when I won the belt, my game plan was simple, take down, get the choke. After that fight, I kind of was just wanting to get better, not necessarily even having like a specific game plan, but just kind of putting too much attention on my opponents, focusing on what they're going to do. And it kind of stopped me from doing my own thing. Like I just am going into my next fight, I don't care what my opponent, if she's a grappler, a striker, whatever, I'm going to do what I want to do. And it's not going to stop. Like when I won the belt, my opponent was a striker. I didn't even think about that. I just went in for the takedown. That's just how I want to start fighting. Like this next fight, I'm just overall going to do what I want to do, not care about what she's doing. And I think work on my striking and jujitsu, just like wherever the fight takes, just be ready for literally any position.
Last question from me, and it kind of piggybacks off of everything that you just said. What is the number one thing that fans can look forward to on March 23rd?
Just the positivity that I'm going to bring, just the happiness. And I think that I really do believe that I'm going to win this fight, because if you don't believe in yourself, then like there's just nothing, you know, it's like you just have to believe in yourself. I truly believe I'm going to win this fight, and I'm going to have a great interview just like I did last time, just be in such a good mood. And I just want everyone to be happy, because like people are in there stressing. They're watching their loved ones fight. It sometimes can be stressful to watch fights. And I think that when I go out there, I want people to know, like, this is a fight where you just can relax and just like, just be happy and just enjoy the vibes that I'm going to bring. Cause I just love it. I love respecting my opponent and just like being in the cage. I just love it so much.
She is the first ever Fierce FC female champion. She looks to get back to that spot in the near future. March 23rd, tickets on sale right now at fiercefightingchampionship.com. Hannah Silva, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.